Welcome to Creatively Exposed, a podcast and safe space for Black and marginalized creatives to empower, educate, and uplift you through the final product of self and creation. Bring a homie, share with a homie, and enjoy the show.
Attempting to record this again. I am not at home, so I'm at my mama's house. So I don't have my headphones. Things might be a little different on the sound thing, but I didn't want to leave you all without an episode. And so this will be a short episode. Welcome to Creatively Exposed at my mama's house. And so you might hear things in the background, but just bear with me. This is a few time thing. So this weekend, I had the honor to be a part of a dope workshop, and it is called Voodoo Knots Summer Workshop. I am a fellow alum now. And what it is a creative writing Afrofuturism workshop, and there were people from all parts of the globe, Black people, y'all, like legit a whole workshop of Black people with generative lessons and talks, and just it felt so good. Like, I'm still on that high. It was started by Shanghai and, I hope I'm saying her name right, sorry, and Yvette. And check Voodoo at Voodoo Knots on Twitter. It is Voodoo, N-A-U-T-S, V-O-O-D-O-O. And, wow. I got selected to be one of the 25 brilliant Black people in there. It's just feels so good. So what we did, it consisted of 2 days, Friday and Saturday, and we had the orientation basically. Then we had our first class, which was making the familiar into the uncanny. So think of kind of like Jordan Peele vibes of like making a regular thing into some really weird shit. But it was just so amazing. So, so amazing to be able to give regular things life. So that was the first one with Yvette. The second one, and mind you, all of the people that were teaching and doing discourse in the generative workshops, all of these people are doing the work. Some are part of MFA programs, published people, books, magazines, like accolades, 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 accolades. Like, these, it's not somebody who just got a degree and maybe does it from time to time or whatever. I say that because I have encountered an experience, but that's not what we're talking about right now. The second one was about abolitionists and just basically envisioning the world without all of the oppressive systems that don't allow Black people to thrive, if we're keeping it a buck, or two Virgils. So, wow, to create a world without barriers placed on us, what would that look like? That's a future that doesn't exist just yet, but what would it look like? And we were divided into groups, which was super cool. I didn't know that Zoom does that, so that's beyond interesting. And these are actual group conversations and work that I enjoyed doing. Because, you know, sometimes you get in a group and you're like, ugh, I don't know. But it was so high vibrational, and we were all so excited that it was always good. Like, it was just always good. Like, boom, 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 boom. And then we had the talk with the author of Friday Black. And that is phenomenal. Like, I learned so much. And even his book that I had seen, but I hadn't taken the time to read. And so it was required reading for the book, the book club discussion. And just to be in the space of somebody who has been published and has had a really interesting debut career, it's just interesting. Like, and the way that his mind works and the way that he created his book, yo, like, so let me just read you a little synopsis. You hear my mom in the background, right? Friday Black is a 2018 debut book by Nana Kwame, set in a dystopian near future of things that will mess your head up. The collection of stories explores themes about Black identity as it relates to now, period. It has a positive reception, but there's some shit in there. Like, there's not a way to completely describe it. Whatever you came with, whatever preconceived notion that you thought it was going to be, it will never be. You will be thrown off in every single short story. There is humor. There is some horrific stuff going on. There's some Black Mirror type shit going on. There's all kinds of stuff. But it's hard conversations. And this is from, like, what he said. It's like hard conversations that some people run away from being had. You know, it's kind of like all of your elephants in the room are brought in to this, like, Black ass world that you're just like, whoa. So I really enjoyed it. I haven't even finished it because sometimes I had to put it down and I was like, well, I was not ready for this. So it's a form of magical realism in there. So check it out. And one of many nuggets, because many, many, many nuggets. One of his major keys was, like, your work. Damn, I forgot the quote. Basically, your creations will make it happen for you. Let the work talk for you. You don't gotta do all that extra stuff. I mean, if you know the extra stuff, like if you know how to market yourself, if you have a network, cool. But also make sure that what you're creating is from the deepest, dopest, most truest part of you, and it will speak for itself. It will do the legwork, basically. That's day one, okay? After that, I had a moment to myself and went into a conversation hosted by @storiesbyImani on IG. She is a safe space provider for Black women, and that's all Black women, not just a certain kind. And we ended on the note of self-affirming. And so I wanted to affirm myself. My affirmation was basically an affirmation from one of my besties who I wish he would understand the majorness in which a lot of what I do now would not ever have been possible without his words of encouragement and saying, what if you fly? Like, that's legit. He's been saying that to me before it became a thing in his own way, and I am always so grateful. I have been tripping on something that I am creating and trying to force it into a space that I'm like, why am I doing this though? And it's blocked me from being able to complete it. And so he reminded me, like, bump all this other whatever you got going on. It's not supposed to be this way. You are the sauce. The reason why they're signing up for that thing, picking you, choosing this thing that you made, is because of you. So, if you have been struggling with perfectionism, imposter syndrome, self-doubt, whatever that is, what you're creating, no one can do. Anyone else can make the same exact thing, but it's still gonna miss you in that thing. And that's the thing. Like, you are the sauce. You are the secret ingredient to whatever you're creating. It's too much bread to be making bread. Go to the bread aisle. There is a different label. You know what I'm saying? There is space for everyone. There's space for you. Allow yourself to take up that space. You are the sauce. Period. Sit with that. As long as we are creating from the dopest, truest, honest, and sincerest place, the rest doesn't matter. It's not supposed to be something else. It doesn't have to be no kind of way. You made it. You created it. It is worthy. Period. That don't mean don't go back and check and make sure and refine. Cool, do that. But like, you are the sauce. Then I ended on the highest note. Black is king. Period. We like Beyonce over here. We needed this love letter. I even got emotional. My mom might come into this, but beautiful love letter that Black people consistently need to celebrate ourselves, to be joyful, to feel worthy. This is why representation is paramount to all of us. It just feels good to be seen, to see yourself, to be loved on by a complete stranger because they love themselves. They love the people around them. Like, that's the magic of all of this. And so with this Aquarius full moon, that's literally what it is. I'll get back to that. Second day, we have the concept of using our true language in our stories without having to code switch and conform for what is palatable and acceptable. Lit. One of the founders, Shingai, put me on. I feel like I've heard of Kamal Brathwaite, but I didn't get to enjoy their works. And I got to read one of the parts of it. Wow. Like, I don't feel like I've used words like that before. So play with the use of, you know, patois, Creole, pidgin, whatever it is that's like what you use at home with your people in your creations and see what happens. You know, I talk about words, but that's anything. That's, you know, creativity here isn't just words. It's whatever you make is creativity. Your existence is creativity. So that was amazing. And the final class was super interesting because it's basically canceling all these weird cliches, these same old song ass stories, movies, shows, and putting all of this newness that is missing into it. It doesn't even look like the same story. You can't guess what the ending's gonna be because nobody's like that. You know, so it's envisioning something that maybe you do enjoy, but there's some problematic stuff in there. What would you change about it? How do you fit in that story? Like, make it pop. Amazing. Like, I got so many story ideas. And what this whole workshop did, even to the end, like, we shared some of our works. Oh, my God. Publishing, the Big Five, they're missing out because of a lot of one-dimensional hiring processes, review processes, and this is supposedly what the market wants. There is so much talent in the Black community. And we were from all kinds of places, the States, parts of Africa, you know, a lot. I think there was like Nigeria, Zambia, let me not lie on people, different places, Kenya, all kind of places. The world misses out when prejudice and imperialism and all of these stupid things don't allow us to enjoy each other and the different cultures. And that is why safe spaces, Black safe spaces, are so important, because we're allowed to thrive without explaining why we belong there. And so after the reading, which, oh my God, there was not every single person in there. It's like, I need this book, I need this story, I'm ready to see that show, sis. Like, this is every single person, founders, teachers, fellowshippers, I don't know, that's probably not a word, bomb. And so then we got to see a short film called I'll put in the show notes. It starts with a P, and of course, it's a futuristic, Afrofuturist story. Wow. Okay, by a Kenyan director. I believe they had said that she is going to be a part of creating Octavia Butler's story into film adaptation. I don't think it's a show. I think it's a film. Don't quote me on that. Fascinating. It took turns that I was not expecting, and I got so much out of it. And I think I learned, like, there is so much magic in short stories. I learned a little bit on how that works. But there are short stories that are full and complete as a short story. And all of the, I don't even know if I said this, but like, every single person giving the workshop does this work, has these conversations already. And I had a chance to be a part of an auditing program for an upper class level short story course. And what I will say is, it could never compare. At all. Voodoo Not Summer Workshop is the MFA I deserve. Like, this is what an MFA is supposed to look like. When institutions care about their students. If schools really, really cared about teaching creative people to thrive and be creative, this is what that looks like. So, if any of y'all have the ability and the desire to champion Black folks, to champion Afrofuturism, to champion creative Black people from across the globe, donate to Voodoo Not Summer Workshop. Provide whatever y'all can provide to make it something further extraordinary and continual. These are the spaces that we need. Period. Like, we need joy lived in this workshop. Wonder and awe, and you see the light bulbs of ideas, collaboration, generative stuff, even like spell work, because to create a world that you could never envision, and then 10, 15, 50 years later, maybe outside of my lifetime, it just might come true. And so our creations are magical spells. So may we create with all of the intention of a better life and a better day for all of us, for the collective. And that's where I go into the Aquarius full moon. Aquarius is our revolutionary. It's the person worried and figuring out how to further the collective. It's the person who beats to their own. I don't even like that, really. It's the person that doesn't follow these preconceived boxes and guidelines the world has attempted to put us into. They do what they want, and they do it oddly, quirkily, well. And so be the truest version of yourself. Be proud, but don't be egotistical. Be loud, but with a purpose. You know, it is Leo season. Play. Play. But don't let nobody play you or others, especially when it comes to justice and social justice issues. Let go of what no longer serves you. That's really what a full moon is about. And so, change is coming. Are you going to be a part of the change, or are you going to be dragged into change? Because nothing can stay the same, especially not in these times. And so, I'm grateful to every single person that spends time listening to me, sometimes with my ramblings and whatnot. But thank you. And going forward in this month, I legit want to put on two of these dope interviews that I had with creatives from like a long time ago, almost a year. It's kind of embarrassing. So it's two interviews, and stay tuned. Do not forget. My mama laughed. Do not forget that you are magic. No te olvides que eres magia. Pas oublier ou c'est magique. Thank you, y'all. I wanted to put it into the atmosphere to check out the Celia Challenge. C-A-S-E-A-L-E-Y Challenge. I don't know why I said C-E-A. Different languages, y'all. Celia Challenge started out by at Nicole Celia on all of the things, I believe. And what it is basically 31 days of poetry. Read a poetry book, read a poem, support a living poet. And it's 31 days of just filling your soul with poetry. I am reading a book called Mela, and it's actually an Afro-Latina poet that I actually love. I've listened to some of her spoken word on right about now, Button Poetry, etc., etc. I binge spoken word, so that's where I found her. And I'm on like the intros, y'all, and it's hitting. So I have a stack of books that I want to read, ebooks and physical books. So that's what I'll be doing. It's 31 days of poetry. I would say in any way, shape, or form that you can live it. You know, there's lit magazines, there's independently published chapbooks, there's presses. So definitely you can check out my Bookstagram at SIQ book, as in S as in soliloquy, I as in ice, Q as in queen, book. And there I put kind of like the breakdown, and also tagged Nicole Seeley so you can see what she's reading and her post of recommendations. And if you need a recommendation, you could definitely check out, I have two books, Soliloquy of an Ice Queen, which I published in March, and that is a multilingual fantasy collection of poems, and that is about just the bitter, heart-breaking, angry, all of the heavy range of emotions that lead to the healing after of failed relationships. And that has Spanish and Creole in it. Most of it is translated except one poem, if you want to check that out. I also have a short chat book called Liz Flo Reflects. And hit that up if you want to do that. So 31 days of poetry. Check it out. And if you don't do 31, that's okay. Supporting living poets, indie poets, and all of these presses is what keeps us going, especially during these times. So tell me what you're reading. If you want recommendations, hit me up. Let's talk about it. Let's make this challenge pop. Twitter is lit with this hashtag, so check that out too. Be well and have a wonderful week, y'all. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the show. Check out our Patreon, the website in the show notes. Rate, review, and subscribe or share with the homie. And don't forget that you are magic. No te olvides que eres magia. Pablie, usted magic. Take care and see you next week. Have you been lacking in the affirmation department, or what about the inspiration department? I always say at the end of the episode, do not forget that you are magic. This is what Astrolysisix is: an affirmation, a reminder, and a celebration of the magic, magia, and magic in you. Check out the website astrolysisix.com, and it is also in the show notes.